This is Connecticut Public Radio News. Here's a question for you. Are bathroom hot air hand dryers a better choice than paper towels? They can be less expensive and can help to save trees, but a new paper published by University of Connecticut researchers finds that bathroom hand dryers also circulate bacteria, and that bacteria may end up coating your hands right after you've washed them. WNPR's Diane Orson recently spoke with microbiologist Peter Setlow, a lead researcher on the study. In his lab at UConn Health, he works with large amounts of non-pathogenic spores, which he discovered had made their way into bathrooms around the building. She asked him how he did the study.
We would go into men's and women's bathrooms in various places at UConn Health in the basic science research area, and we would take agar plates that are used for growing bacteria and put them under the hand dryers, when the hand dryers were on, obviously, and hold them there for 1 minute or so, and then put them in an incubator so they could grow overnight.
What'd you find?
Found lots of bacteria. And we found bacteria that were identical, as far as we could tell, to the bacteria that would come from the spores that we'd been preparing in my laboratory, a small percentage. And we found many other different kinds of bacteria, many of them common skin flora, not surprising. There are lots of people in the bathrooms, and we shed bacteria.
So what does this tell us?
It says that, not surprising, there are other data in the literature that agree with this, that when you have large volumes of air where lots of people had been, which means there are going to be significant numbers of bacteria, and if a large amount of air is directed at a surface, that surface will accumulate bacteria from this large volume of air. If there are bacteria that are bad, it is possible that those bacteria could cause problems to people who've got them on their hands or their bodies. That is something we did not look at.
What do you think should be done with this information?
All I can say is what I've done, and the people that know what I've done, is I don't dry my hands on hand dryers anymore, especially if I go into bathrooms in, for instance, airports or bus stations. I don't use the hand dryers. If there's paper towels, I use those. And if there are nothing, I just flap my hands in the air and, to be blunt, wipe them on my pants. And I will say that after this paper that we published on this, where we'd surveyed 36 bathrooms at UConn Health in the basic science research areas, paper towel dispensers were put in all of those bathrooms.
For you individually, and I know you're not speaking for UConn Health or for anybody else, but is your concern more hygienic or is it safety or is it both?
A little of both. The safety issue is very, very small, but it is there. It's more, I'd like to keep the amount of bacteria that aren't mine from getting on me. Simple as that.
Let me ask you another question. I know that there's this discussion about germs and the immune system, and that actually, in some ways, we've made ourselves so germ-free in our lives that it can affect the immune system. Is there an argument to be had that you can strengthen your immune system by exposing it to more germs?
Again, this is way out of my field, but I've read some things on this, and it's a real worry with kids that are developing an immune system. At my age, my immune system has seen it all by now, so that I'm not worried about for me. This is not a simple field to decide what should we do. I would presume that paper towels, with the attendant environmental costs, which are hidden, and disposal costs and so on, cost more, probably. Hot air hand dryers are convenient and a little more worry-free, but you have to balance that against the fact that they almost certainly do spray bacteria. I think it's one of these things that you want people to know so they can make an informed decision rather than saying, oh, hand dryers are evil, or paper towels are evil because we have to cut down trees in order to make paper towels. It's complicated.
Well, Peter Setlow, thank you.
Certainly.
Microbiologist Peter Setlow is a faculty member at UConn Health and lead researcher of a paper published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. It looks at bacteria in bathroom hot air hand dryers. He spoke with WNPR's Diane Orson. Connecticut Public Radio sought comment from hand dryer industry experts but have not received a response.